Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast, your place for all things happiness. I'm Simona Costantini, host of the show, and I'm so excited and grateful to be on here with you today. In case we haven't met yet, I'm a corporate dropout turned life coach and podcast producer, and I now run a six-figure podcast production agency out of my home. The Happiness Happens podcast is your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to have a more fulfilling day every day. I've been having conversations about happiness with thought leaders in the industry for more than 3 years, and each week I bring on incredible guests to understand what happiness means to them and tangible ways to transform our mindset and ultimately our lives. I know you're going to learn something valuable today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and join me for this amazing conversation. This is episode 173 on the Happiness Happens podcast, and we are chatting with Christina LeCure. As a former professional athlete and television personality, her life 10 to 15 years ago looked absolutely awesome. She was living a life that many people would dream of. The reality was, in her words, she was at her rock bottom. She was caught in the trap of living a life that she should love as opposed to one that she did love. She was completely out of alignment and had no confidence in herself. By the grace of God, a lot of hard work, and some really incredible mentors, she can tell you today that she's absolutely obsessed with her life and with her business. As you're going to hear in today's conversation, it is one packed with so many juicy nuggets that you can take that are tangible and you can implement them in your life. We're talking all about how to find confidence, how to trust in yourself, and how to know how to make the decisions that are soulfully aligned to you. This conversation is a powerful one that you need to listen to today, and you should also share it with someone else that you know needs to hear this message. Let's get into the conversation with Christina. Christina, welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm so excited to have you on here today.
Oh my gosh, lady, I am so looking forward to it. I love getting to be a guest on a podcast. I love recording podcasts for myself. Actually, after this hour, I'm recording my own, one of my guests on my podcast. So I'm here for it. I'm so super grateful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thanks so much for coming on the show. I know we're going to have such an amazing conversation, and it's going to be centered around confidence and happiness, which makes me so excited because I love fusing these two topics together. But my first question that I always ask all of my guests as soon as we get on the podcast is, what does happiness mean to you?
Pure trust. Trust, abundance, joy. I think happiness, that's a great question, because I don't think enough people actually know what happiness means to them. You know, I think there's a lot of people that just assume it's like this fictional thing that, or they think one thing is going to bring them happiness. For me, I think my self-trust has allowed me to be happy. And I don't even want to use the word happy all the time, because I don't know if constant happiness is even a thing. But I have this word that I use, my husband hates, which is contentment. And he's starting to understand what I mean by that. But for me, happiness is contentment, because as much as I'm striving for more in life, I'm also so content with where I am. And that to me is pure happiness. Being in this moment now, knowing that I'm so like content with where I'm at and so excited for where I'm going.
I love so much what you said just there. And I love the word contentment. I love that you use that word. And it's funny that you said your husband hasn't really been a huge fan of that word up until now. Because I think that, you know, out of all the conversations I've had about happiness, the one thing that I know for sure is that everyone has a different definition and everyone has something different that happiness means to them. And so, you know, learning other people's perspectives on happiness and the way that that fuses into their lives is so powerful. And what I love that you said about contentment is that it's just about being and trusting. And I think that's really important in accessing anything that you want in your life.
Absolutely. Because if you can be content with where you're at, you can access happiness at any moment in time, no matter what's happening around you. You know, the only thing you can really control is you, right? I can't control if, you know, my power goes out right now. I really can't control if a client sends me a crappy message. I can't control if my husband comes in a bad mood, but I can control myself. And you know, over the years, I have been able to learn how to control myself or get myself back to neutral in a faster way. Like I always say to my clients, like my bad days used to be like days or weeks or multiple days. My bad moments now, you know, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's two, maybe it's 5 minutes, but I can get myself back to that spot where I'm pretty neutral, I'm pretty content, aka I'm pretty happy.
That is so key. Okay, so I love to talk about this idea of, you know, choice. We all have a choice 100%. In how we respond, how we react, how we show up, how we don't show up, what we want, what we don't want, all of that, right? But there are people out there who don't believe that we have a choice. You know what I mean? Who aren't able to tap into that idea of having a choice. And it could be for so many reasons why they don't believe that. So I'm curious, you know, how do you take yourself from that place of feeling stuck or, you know, feeling unsure or doubtful or whatever and choosing to change that thought? Like, what's an actionable way that you do that so that maybe someone who's listening right now has no idea how to actually do that?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Well, that's a fantastic question. And I use the word decide. My whole brand is decide it's your turn. And so decide and choice are two great words. But so for me, I decided 13 years ago that I was going to have to do something different. I was in an absolutely miserable situation. I didn't like myself. I hated myself. I had an eating disorder. I wasn't sure what my purpose was on the planet. I wasn't even sure if I wanted to be here. And I had to make a decision that day that I was going to do something different. And I had to make the choice or decision, whatever you want to say, that something had to change or things were going to get, you know, go from bad to worse type of situation. So every single day, I just decided that I was going to do some sort of mindset work. I was going to dive into a podcast. I was going to listen to a book. I was going to follow a person. This was way before, well, not way before social media, but in the beginning stages of social media, like watch a YouTube video or whatever it is. I was consciously trying to reprogram patterns, thoughts, and habits that I had, you know, learned for 27, 28 years at the time to be different. And I started to realize that I had the power to decide that I was going to show up differently. I had the power to choose a different thought, choose a different belief, choose a different action. And when I started to do that, I saw that I was, you know, in a better place or better things were happening around me. You can call it woo-woo manifestation. I'm a good combination of both masculine, feminine, woo-woo, you know, action, whatever you want to call it. Like, I really lean on a lot of action, but also I believe heavily in the faith part, the manifestation part, woo-woo part, whatever you want to call it. I call it God, but for anyone else, I don't care what you call it. But for me, the more I decided that I was going to choose a different thought, choose a different action, the better my life became. Like, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I literally just wanted to do things differently. And how it really began was like honestly making the decision, but then also seeing that it was possible. You know, one thing that I think, you know, nowadays on social media, people compare a lot and everyone's seen the meme or the quote or whatever it is that, you know, you can either look at someone with jealousy or you can look at someone with proof. Right? It's just proof that it's possible. Someone's making $1 million. It's proof it's possible for you. Someone's having a great relationship. It's proof it's possible for you, whatever it is. And I saw that other people were happy. And so I thought to myself, I was like, how the fuck is this possible? Like, how, by the way, I'm hoping I'm allowed to cuss on this podcast.
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, good. I don't think you would have invited me knowing me.
No.
But anyway, all of that to be said is I saw that it was possible. So I had to figure out what they were doing differently. And most of the time, I believed it was that they were making different thoughts, they were having different actions, and they were surrounding themselves with different people. So I just kept taking different thoughts or kept taking different actions, having different thoughts and choosing something different than I had programmed in my mind for the last 28 years. And that's honestly what I do now as a coach. Like, I don't give anyone everything, anything. I feel like all of us have it inside of us. I think what I do really, really well is give the external perspective for what is true and real for you, and then hold you accountable to making those decisions and holding you accountable to taking different actions. Like, that's really the only thing that I've done that has literally transformed my life 180 degrees, my personal life, professional life, all the things, is that I've just reprogrammed different thoughts, patterns, and habits.
That is so key and it's so good. And what I love that you said there, kind of without saying it, is that it's a conscious choice every single day to take that tiny little step to go a little bit more into your healing, a little bit more into your mindset shift and all that kind of stuff. Because I think a lot of the times people have this misconception that, like, you know, you have to have all of the healing all at once. You have to have all of the choices all at once. You have to do everything all at once. And, like, that is not the case, right? Like,
oh my God, hell no. That's the number one thing that I see that, you know, I work with a lot of, like, people who are in the beginning stages of their entrepreneurial journey. I don't only work with business people. I definitely more of, like, I believe it's mind and business. Like, I don't believe you can do one without the other. But all of that to be said, I work with a lot of people in the beginning stages of their business. And the number one thing I see that stops people is they don't know the finish line, or they don't know 10 steps ahead, or they don't know how it's going to work. Your only job is to take the next step. Like, the next, I think there's a podcast called The Next Right Step, because I think I was a guest on it, and gosh, I feel so bad that I don't know the guy's name. But
we'll link it in the show notes.
Well, perfect. Yeah, but that was exactly what he talked about, the next right step. You just have to keep taking the next step, and you don't have to know how it's all going to work out. I just knew that I had to take one step. And that, for me, that was like reading one book, listening to one podcast, finding like one mentor, joining one membership, joining one mastermind. I just kept having to take one next step. And that's the same thing that I'm doing now. Even though my business is like doing fantastic and I'm in a great spot, I don't know what next year is going to look like. I just know what I have to do today to keep showing up for the opportunity and the path to present itself.
I love that. So then when you're thinking about, this is kind of aligned in a little way, but I'm just curious about this. When you're thinking about, you know, planning for the future, planning for your business, planning for growth, like all of that kind of stuff, how can you plan and release the control, but like still have that trust? Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. You know, one thing that you and I, just before we hit record, one thing that we were talking about was like not knowing kind of the how, like, well, how am I going to pay for it? Is it the right thing for me? But like releasing that, that's why I say confidence is like the number one thing. I've said this 1,000 times, like I guarantee you could take away the internet and where most of my business comes from, and I'd fucking figure it out. There is zero chance in hell that I wouldn't always figure it out. And that's why confidence is the number one player in life and business, is because like I have enough confidence in myself to know that I will always figure it out. So even if I do make a wrong step, even if, and I choose to believe I never make the wrong step, I choose to believe that I'll just do the next, I'll do this, the thing differently the next time. But like, I have enough self-trust that I'm always going to do the right thing, or always, if I don't do the right thing, I'll always figure out how to like kind of correct it. But, you know, planning, I think one thing in business too, people like don't have enough self-trust that they will figure it out. Like, do you find that to be true with the people that you've interviewed or the people that you've been around? Like, you've had a ton of success. Most people don't trust themselves. Like, they're so worried about the future. They're so worried about like, should I do this? Should I do that? People shit on themselves all day long. Like, I just know that I will always figure it out. I've made shitty investments. I've made bad decisions. I've done things quote unquote wrong, but I've always figured out how to course correct. I've always figured out how to make it work. And that to me is a muscle. You know, I call confidence a muscle because the more that you use it, the stronger it gets. That muscle, I've had to make a lot of mistakes that I now know I can trust myself to figure it out even when I do make a mistake. So if I take the wrong business decision, I make the wrong investment, I spend too much money, I don't spend enough money, I didn't hire fast enough, I hired too fast, I will always figure it out. That is something that like you can't take away from a person once they've gained that muscle, and that muscle will serve you for the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh, it is so true. I agree with you completely, 1000%. And all of that is just so gold. And I think that that is what people need to hear on a daily basis, is that reminder that, you know, that self-trust is so important. And without it, how can you possibly do the next thing? Like, do the next thing that you actually want to do. And, you know, it's funny when you were saying that, I keep thinking to myself, like, I love to see my therapist. Okay. I go every like 2 weeks. Like, oh, she's my best friend in terms of the therapy world. And, you know, she knows so much about my life that I still am trying to untangle. But I remember saying once to her, I said something, I was like worried about something related to finances or business success. I can't even remember what it was, but it was a couple years ago. And she was like, okay, and so, like, so what? And I was like, well, you know, like, I'll always figure it out. I've never not figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an option to not figure it out. This is not an option.
Oh my gosh. But girl, I promise you, that is a belief that not very many people have. I love working with people who have that mindset, who have that belief. And if you're someone who's listening to this and don't have that belief yet, I promise you it's possible. You know, oftentimes people don't have self-trust because they break small promises to themselves every single day. I use this example quite often. A lot of people use this example as well. But let's say you wake up in the morning and you don't want to drink wine, or you don't want to eat sugar, or you want to go work out. Like the normal, simple shit that people think about every single day, right? Let's think about you have a stressful day. You normally turn to wine in the evenings after the kids go to bed, and you tell yourself every single day that you're not going to do it. And then sure as shit, come 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever, you do it, right? That small promise that you've broke to yourself every single solitary day consistently is the reason why you don't trust yourself in all other arenas. Is because you literally are telling yourself you're going to do something and you never do it. You know, one thing that I know that I think is kind of a superpower of mine, but it's a muscle that I have grown, and my clients who do this really well have a ton of success in personal, professional, all the things. It's the people who show up and do the things that they say that they're going to do every single day. I mean, obviously we're all human. We have things come up. We're not perfect, but on average, like 90% of the time, if I tell you I'm going to do something, you can bet your ass I'm going to do it. Because I have so much confidence that I'm going to show up, that I always show up. You know, I say that I'm going to a workout, you could pretty much put money that I'm going to be at that workout. If I tell you I'm not going to drink wine at 6 o'clock, I promise you I'm not going to drink wine at 6 o'clock. I can keep those small promises to myself. So when I'm thinking about big investments, when I'm thinking about business, when I'm thinking about starting something or doing something that's kind of scary, I'm like, nope, you know you can trust yourself because you tell yourself you're going to go to the gym every day and you friggin' do it. Most people think they have to do these big glamorous things. They don't. They have to do the small things over and over and over, which builds the self-trust.
That is so, so, so key. I'm so glad that you shared that because I can think of a million times where I break those little promises to myself. You know what I mean? Even though you don't think it's that big of a deal, but it actually is a big deal in the grand scheme of things, because if you can't rely on you, how can you possibly rely on anyone or anything else? Not that you would want to, but you know what I mean.
No, that makes complete sense, right? Like if you can trust yourself to show up to a big decision, if you can trust yourself to show up to a small decision, oftentimes you know that you can trust yourself to show up to that big decision.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is so important. And I'm so glad that you said that because I think our listeners right now are just eating all of this up because it's just so true. And it's not a perspective that a lot of people get to hear all the time, because we talk about confidence, we talk about happiness, we talk about purpose and all of these different pieces that make up our lives. But there very rarely is like the tangible takeaway of like, I can take this and now I know that I need to do this one little thing to help me build to the next step. It's very rare that, you know, people can get like a tangible response to that question. You know, and so with that in mind, when it comes to creating more confidence, what would you say would be like a really tangible way for someone to, you know, who is not confident at all, who is not confident in their decisions, not confident in the life that they're living? What's a small shift that they can make aside from that self-trust?
Yeah, absolutely. So start building that self-trust. And how do you do that? I would pick one small thing. So something that's like quite simple to you. So let's say, for instance, you want to drink more water, right? So like drinking more water, it's like not that big of a deal. Every person on the planet can actually do it, right? So start with something small. Like, you know, if you're trying to build up to like being able to start your business or investing in yourself or doing the relationship, those are bigger things. So why don't we start with like drinking the water? Let's say you want to drink a gallon of water a day. Literally set yourself up for success. Fill this, and it's so funny, I don't know if this is video too, but I have like this gallon water jug that I said, I love it. I drink too much water actually, which is like, you know, you don't really hear that very often.
Is that a thing?
But I, Oh my God, it's such a thing. I have horrible electrolytes because I drink so much water. I guarantee you I probably drink 3 gallons of water a day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not supposed to drink as much water as I do. But all of that to be said, let's say you like, because this is a simple thing that people can do. So like get the gallon jug water. Say that's what you want to do. Or you want to drink 5 cups a day. Set yourself up for success. Put the 5 cups out there. And like tell yourself every single day you don't have to do anything besides drink those 5 cups of water. And I guarantee you, you drink those 5 cups of water, like you're about to go to bed and you're like, shoot, I didn't drink those 5 cups of water. And you get your ass out of bed and you go drink those 5 cups of water and you do that every day consistently for 30 days. You will learn that you can trust yourself. You keep doing it for another 60 days or another 90 days or another 120 days. You're like, you know what? I am a person who says I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it. So then when we put this into play, when it's a bigger thing, for instance, like when you're not wanting to drink wine, let's say like you have like a thing, like you have a reliance on this, or you're, you know, addicted to social media, or say you want to start your business and, or you want to, you know, whatever it is, lose the weight, go to the gym. If you start with the 5 glasses of water or a gallon of water, whatever it is, and you do it consistently for 30 days, then maybe we step up and we like lay our gym clothes out in the morning and we say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like it doesn't matter if there is like a lightning storm, tornado coming through, snow on the ground, wherever you are, 150 degrees, you are going to the gym no matter what. Why? Because you've trained yourself that like I have drank this water for the last 30 days, every day that I said I was going to do it. Then you start with the fitness stuff. I am going to the gym no matter what, like rain or shine, 5 a.m. every single day or 5 days a week or whatever it is. And then you do it for 30 days. Then this builds into the bigger things, like investing $100,000 into a business or, you know, whatever it is. It's because you're like, I know that I'm going to show up and do this thing because I have built it this like by doing small incremental things that you learn that you can trust yourself. And most people just don't trust themselves.
That's so true. And you know what, when I'm curious and asking you, and I think that you might be able to speak to this because I know you were talking a lot about energy before. You and I have chatted before about, you know, energy and your masculine and your feminine and that kind of stuff. I just tend to operate more in my masculine. That's just kind of like my day to day. I enjoy that though. You know what I mean? And I know you do too. We're very similar in that way, I think. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's hard because I think a lot of the times people tell you like success can be easy. Like you don't have to do a lot of work. Honestly, I don't know about you, but I know for myself, it truly comes from like a place of passion. Like I love what I do so much that it doesn't actually feel like work. And of course you need rest. And of course you need to take those breaks and stuff like that. Totally get it. But what would you say for people who are like, you're trying to build self-trust, you're trying to build up that confidence, you're trying to show up for yourself, but like, you know, you've maybe listened to this narrative of like, but so many people tell me I don't actually have to do the work. You know what I mean? Like I can just kind of sit and like, you know, operate in my feminine 99.9% of the day and like just kind of let that flow. I have such a conflict with this in my own head. I would love your thoughts.
I 100%. And you and I could jam on this for forever. I always, everything in my business, if you're one of my clients, you're a part of my masterminds, you will hear me say this all the time. It's a both and. It's always a both and. There's not one or the other. Like everything in life, I think, is like a pendulum too, right? So like, let's say you bring it back to like your upbringing. So something that you didn't like in your upbringing, let's say your parents were super overbearing. You're like, fuck that. I'm never going to be overbearing. I'm like, let my kids do anything. So you come way over on the other side of the pendulum. Well, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, right? That's the same thing with masculine, feminine. I am of the mindset of like the three pillars of my business are decision, faith, and action. You can change your life. You can do the business. You can do everything in this world with decision, faith, and action. So the action part, which people would consider like the masculine part, I promise you, I cannot just sit at this computer and bang away and freaking hate my life and work as hard as I possibly can and get what I want. That's the same thing as the feminine side. I can't sit at this desk and like kumbaya all damn day and hope that people are just going to come to me. It's a both. So when I say that I'm in my masculine, I am writing the emails. I am reaching out. I am in the DMs. I am, you know, getting on LinkedIn. I am doing the podcast. I am reaching out. I'm doing all those things. Where my feminine comes in is my faith part. So like for me, it's the faith part, right? So I 100% believe if I do my job, God's doing his job. So I know that if I am doing the thing and I am showing up and I am taking the action, I know he is sending me the people that I need in my life. I know he is sending me the people that I can serve on this planet. When I get into the masculine of like working too hard and pushing myself and grinding and it doesn't feel light, that's when I step into the feminine side of I go for a walk and I then start repeating my affirmations. It's like, you know, something along the lines of people love working with me. They love getting their life changed with me. They're so excited to pay me. Like I am in abundance in my life. Like all of these things are written down. Like I am like a sticky note action taker. The sticky notes, the woo woo, and the action taker is like the hustle side of me. I probably lean a little bit more into the hustle. I was a professional athlete. I grew up in a guy's world. You know, I worked with guys for, gosh, 15 years of my life. Like I was in the masculine side, but I also lean into the feminine side, which is like the spiritual side for me, or the woo-woo side, or whatever it is. Like I believe in the power of manifestation. I believe that the universe is sending me exactly what I need. It's always a both and. So if you're someone who is looking at social media or you're listening to content and it's one or the other, I think that that's what's keeping you stuck. It's always a both and it can be both. And there can be seasons that you're more so in the masculine and there can be seasons that you're more so in the feminine. If I'm having a rough week and a lot has happened, I need to lean a little bit more into the feminine. I need to be like, all right, God, I can only do so much this week. I need you to take care of the parts that I can't, or the times where something has happened and I'm feeling off and I can't work as hard or I can't do the things. That's really when I have to lean into my affirmations, my trust, my belief. Like right now I'm in launch for my women's mastermind. And every single day I am like on the way home from the gym before I get down to work or after I've been working, I say, I'm so excited for the opportunities that are being presented to me. I'm so excited for the women who are coming into my life that I don't even know yet. I'm so excited that people love to pay me for their transformation. I'm so excited for the money that I'm attracting and the people that I get to serve.
Exactly.
Like I'm leaning that. Into that, but I'm also sending 50 emails in a day or whatever it is.
I love that. I think both and is such a great way of putting it because I
always a both and.
There's no way you can't be 100% in one type of energy all the time without, you know, I mean, at least for my own self, I can speak for my own self, you know, craving the other side. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how I could, like, my husband and I say this all the time. Like, I can't just sit around all day long and do like a whole lot of like nothing. I mean, even I went to a retreat a couple weeks ago and I was like, this was amazing. And now I'm ready to go back. Do you know what I mean? Like it was nice to slow down and now I'm ready to get back.
And it's always going to be seasons of that. There's going to be seasons where you're like literally like so burnt out and you're like, there's so much going on and you need a season of rest. And that's when you lean into the universe is supporting me. That is when you lean into the people that need me will find me. That is when you lean into, you know, a little bit more of the manifestation. But I will also say too, that like if you're always in the masculine, like I promise you, there's never been a great idea come from working 4 extra hours pounding away on the computer. That's when you have like the wherewithal to know, okay, I'm frustrated. I'm stressed out. I'm working too much. Let me go for a walk. Let me go have fun with friends. Let me go for drinks. Let me go have a nap. Let me go sit outside by the pool. And that's when those ideas are going to come. You know, like I just had one of my guy clients just been crushing it like lately, but he hadn't taken any time off. Went on vacation, came back with this idea that I guarantee is probably going to make him 50 grand in like, you know, for the, but it's just, if he wouldn't have given himself the space to have had that, he probably wouldn't have come up with that idea.
You know, this is such a beautiful way to bring this conversation to a full circle because I really think that, you know, in order to have this notion of happiness in your life, it really is about infusing it with all of the things that bring you joy and contentment. And what are those things? It can be working. It can be taking a time off. It can be sitting by the pool. It can be going on a trip. And it can also be, you know, I don't know, running a marathon, like whatever those things are, that's what makes up the fiber of our life. Like, you know, you can't have a full life without feeling all of the things, in my opinion.
No, 100%. And you have to know, like, what those things are for you. You are never going to go find those things from someone else. They're already in you. You just have to have someone be able to give you the clarity or hold you accountable or help you lean into that. Like, what makes me happy guaranteed won't make you happy. So quit trying to find your happiness in other people and or in what everyone else is doing. Oh, well, I will say these are the two things that are non-negotiables in my life. 100% is gratitude. So I have a quick kind of helpful tip here that my husband and I do something we call our five things walk. And I've told people about five things for forever. A lot of my clients do it. So you name five things that you're grateful for. So the minute I say the word five things, so my husband and I, we've been together like 19 years. We don't have kids. But the minute I say the word five things, he has to tell me five things that he's grateful for. Oftentimes we do it on our what we call our five things or our gratitude walk. But sometimes over dinner, sometimes laying in bed, sometimes, you know, before a workout, whatever. I just say the word five things. And he has to tell me five things that he's grateful for. And then I lean into five things that I'm grateful for. And if you're having a hard time communicating, that is like such a beautiful thing, because we could do a five things that could turn into 2 hours because we have conversations spurred upon those five things that we're grateful for. So number one is get into gratitude. And the second thing that I would say is look up. And I know that sounds so weird, but when you're looking up, something magical happens, whether you believe in God or have faith or whatever. But look up and see how unbelievably beautiful it is to look up, even on a cloudy day, a sunny day, you know, winter, summer, all the things. Just take 2 seconds to look up, and it changes your vibration. I don't know what it is. For me, it's because I feel like I'm connected to God. I see like these miraculous things. They never look the same.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Christina, for joining me on the show. Where can everyone find you so they can connect with you?
Absolutely. Come see me on Instagram. It's Be Christina. So the reason why it's Be Christina is I encourage every single human to be themselves, because you were born for a purpose and a reason, and it is your responsibility to be you. So Be Christina with a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Come find me on Instagram. You can listen to my podcast, the Decide It's Your Turn podcast. And yeah, I look forward to connecting with your audience. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. Be sure to connect with both of us. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you loved and tag us so that we can know that you're listening. And wishing you a beautiful week ahead. Remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I learned so much, and I hope you did too. Be sure to tag me on social media so that I know that you're listening too. If you love what you heard, please leave a rating and review. It would mean the absolute world to me. See you on the next one, and until then, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.